Proclamation number 5753, August 24, 1953. Listening to God's voice. You should listen to me, and I will always speak to you such that you will also be able to recognize my love for you. Everything around you can and will change, but my love for you remains the same. It pursues you whether you are far away or close by, and it constantly seeks to influence you, that is, to awaken reciprocated love in you, which signifies your ultimate return to me. And if I can address you, if you listen to me, you will open your heart's door to me, and then the full strength of my love can be effective. Then I can ignite a fire in you which cannot be extinguished anymore, because my love is so powerful that its fire dissolves all resistance, that it takes hold of the person's nature and changes him completely, that it shapes the person into love. I desire contact with you. This is why I speak to you. If you listen to me willingly, then you will establish the connection with me, and then I can revive what is dead. I can give true life to you who are still dead while you are far away from me. My words shall change this dead state, for my communication is a ray of love that intends to awaken you to life. If you then give me the opportunity to lower my ray of love into your heart, if you make it possible by willingly listening to my word, you will soon feel the effect in yourselves. You will become aware that you are no longer alone. You will, as it were, sense the presence of a benevolent being to whom you will give yourselves without resistance, for my ray of love has the effect that it lowers your resistance when I have the opportunity to speak to you, and you will listen to my words carefully, and you will always listen to my words if you withdraw into solitude for a short period of time, if you collect your thoughts in prayer or quietly think about yourselves. Then you always give me the opportunity to speak to you, albeit you don't recognize my voice at first, but merely believe that you hear your own thoughts. I always enter your thoughts, since you are, after all, pursued by my love, which always tries to embrace you when you become silent and turn your vision inwards. In that case, you listen, and then I can speak to you. And the more consciously you practice this turning away from the world and looking within, the more willingly you open the door of your heart to me, and the more clearly will you hear my voice, which answers your questions or instructs you such that your love for me flares up, because you will recognize me as a God of love as soon as you listen to me, as soon as you turn inwards and your thoughts turn towards me. I always want to speak to you, yet rarely do you listen to me. But if you seek solitude by turning your thoughts inwards, you will hear me speak, even though you will not immediately recognize it as an expression of my love, because the intellect cannot grasp as yet what the soul has already felt or comprehended. Yet my communication will ever more consciously become an indescribable blessing for you. And all those whom you inform of the fact that the Father speaks to his child as soon as the child wants to hear the Father. And you all can establish this bond with me. You all need only listen carefully in order to hear me, and I merely want to stimulate you to sharpen your spiritual ear, to practice listening to spiritual communications by often withdrawing into solitude and longing for my presence. Then I will be with you and speak to you. Then I will come to you myself in the Word. And then you will also know that I love you, and I want to gain your love as well. Amen.